Welcome to this audio presentation from St. Charles River Church. Today we have a message that we believe is full of practical and relevant behavioral teaching from God's Word, the Bible. We'd like to invite you to grab a piece of paper and a pen. Take notes as you go through this, looking for a personal application from God to you. Sit back and enjoy as we begin this message.
St. Charles River Church, inaugural Christmas Eve in our new location here in Waterbury Falls. Yeah, go ahead and give the Lord a huge hand. We're on our next season, the next season of the journey of St. Charles River Church, and we want to welcome you. I expect more that are coming. In fact, I've been told there are more that are coming, and they are literally walking in the door now. We find this to be one of the most special services every year. We find that the Christmas season tends to just bring out the most amazing opportunity to show love and kindness and the true Christmas spirit, which was originally displayed 2,000 years ago, yet in the heart of God for generations and generations and generations long before Christ ever came as a baby in a manger. Tonight we celebrate. There's a couple of things that we're going to be looking at tonight. We're going to remember some very special people that are away from families tonight. We'll do that in just a few minutes as well. But tonight, I want to just wish you all and your families a very Merry Christmas. On behalf of the entire pastoral staff and the eldership of St. Charles River Church and our families, we love you and we cherish you. We cherish the relationships that we get to come together on a night like this and really come together and celebrate together as a family the love of Jesus Christ. The fact that he came as a baby in a manger 2,000 years ago is an amazing, amazing thing. In fact, if you'll come this Sunday, I want to talk with you just a little bit, just a little promo. If you don't have any plans this Sunday and you don't regularly attend church, come, because I want to talk with you just a little bit. The message titled this Sunday is, Lord, I've been thinking. And I'll let you fill in the blank. Not literally, but I will let you allow me on Sunday. I will help you fill in that blank of, Lord, I've been thinking. You see, there had to have been a better way than a baby in a manger 2,000 years ago. There just had to be a better way, because as many of us are in this room tonight, we have a lot of great ideas on how God could have done it in a more glittery way. But you see, we're going to talk about that Sunday, so I won't give the whole thing away. But he did come as a baby in a manger 2,000 years ago, and we're still celebrating it because he's still changing lives today. He still is. I'm going to open in prayer, and then we're going to go into a song. No one's going to lead it. We're just going to put it on the large screens, and we're going to sing Joy to the World, and then we're going to read the Christmas story. I just happen to find that there's no greater way to tell the Christmas story than to let the Word of God tell it. It's as pure. It doesn't need help. It doesn't need to be fancied up in any way. It's a beautiful story as it is, just like it is. So, Father, we invite the Spirit of the living God into this time of celebration here at St. Charles River Church, this Christmas Eve celebration. And we thank you for the fact that we can come together as a family. Being together and celebrating Christ, the Christ child, is the most precious celebration, we believe, of the entire year, other than the Resurrection Sunday itself. We thank you, Father, for the families that have joined families here today and for the families that are still on their way in. We are grateful for their safe travel. Thank you for the precious family time that many are going to have in the next few days. We ask your blessing, multiplied blessing, upon the families of St. Charles River Church and those that have joined us here tonight, since we adopt quickly and you become ours quickly. We ask blessing upon your families as well. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. And every believer said, Amen. Stand if you would, and let's sing Joy to the World. You may be seated. Go ahead. Give the Lord a huge hand. We're still St. Charles River Church. We still celebrate Christ. I just love spontaneous praise. I really do, because I happen to believe that in heaven, there's going to be a lot of that. I believe in eternity, there's going to be a lot of spontaneous praise, because we will see what we just today hope for. We will know by sight and experience, as Branson would say, the sights and sounds of all of heaven. We're going to know it for sure. Today I want to read to you the Christmas story. If you will turn, if you have Bibles with you, that's great. If you don't, flip in your phone to the book of Luke. It's the most beautiful side of the Christmas story, the most thorough. If you could just turn to chapter 2 of the book of Luke, I want to read the first 7 verses. It says, "In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken to the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place while Quirinius was governor of Syria, and everyone went to his own town to register. So Joseph went up from the town of Nazareth to Galilee in Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and the line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him, and was expecting a child. And there they were. The time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to the firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in clothes and placed him in a manger, because there was no room for him in the end." Tonight, I want to read to you a portion of Scripture. It's from the book of John. John chapter 1. Tonight, we're going to light the final light, or candle rather, of the Advent season. And it is called the Christ candle. Christ is the light of the world. And he came and he brought light into darkness. The Bible teaches that wherever light comes, darkness flees. It's not the opposite. And when Christ came into the world, he brought light that shines the way back into relationship with the Father. So if you've always wondered, if you've ever wondered, what is the significance of he is the light? You see, man didn't know how to get back into a right relationship with God. It was impossible for that to happen. And man lived in darkness and lived by law just to try and please God according to Scripture. But God said, "I want a relationship with you. I want a personal relationship with you beyond the rules. You follow me for the rules. I want you to follow me because you love me and because you've chosen to submit yourself to my plan for your life." The book of John chapter 1, verses 9 through 14 says, "The true light that gives light to everyone was coming into the world. He was in the world, and though the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him. He came to that which was his own, and his own did not receive him. Yet to all who receive him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become the children of God." That's you and me, by the way. "Children born not of natural descent, nor of human decision, or a husband's will, but born of God's Spirit. The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us, and we have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only Son, who came from the Father, full of grace, and truth." Heavenly Father, today, tonight, we light this Christ candle, and we ask you that you would teach us what it is to carry the light of Jesus Christ into the world, to carry it from generation to generation. We pray, Lord God, on this silent night, that you would open our hearts to hearing what you would say to us specifically and personally, because there was a silent night 2,000 years ago that would change the world, and we would never be the same again. If you would stand and sing Silent Night with me.
Well, hello, everyone. What a nice mild day that we've had today. Just how crazy is it that it can be 60-something degrees, and we got to be blessed and get to keep Owen for a little bit earlier and got to have a snowball fight in 60-something degree weather on Christmas Eve. But I'm going to pick up here and start in verse 8 in Luke chapter 2. And it says, "There were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be the sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths, lying in a manger." If you'll stand as we sing, "O Holy Night."
You may have a seat. You may have a seat. Don't you love the Christmas story? It's just pure. It's a beautiful love story. I believe it's the greatest love story known to man. Verse 13 says, "Suddenly a great company of heavenly hosts appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, 'Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men, on whom His favor rests.'" Do you know that you live under the favor of God? You live under His favor. You live in a blessed nation. You're here tonight freely worshiping God of your own, and your government's not stopping you. Your government's not forcing you to go underground. I can tell you that starting yesterday, there were Chinese churches all underground. And they're keeping the volume down in certain places still in the Eastern Bloc to celebrate Christmas. And if they could get one portion of Scripture torn, just a page torn and passed out, just somehow get a hold of the Christmas story. They celebrate with one page of the Bible. We live in a blessed nation. We live under the favor of God tonight. Verse 15 says, "When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, 'Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about.'" Verse 16 says, "So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told to them about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them." Can I just stop there and just simply say, just ask a simple question. Are we still telling people? Are we still like the shepherds, this excited to go tell people who Jesus really is? If in any way you found 2019 to be a year of less than excitement about who the Messiah is, who this baby in a manger is, I would pray that you today would give your life wholly and completely back to Christ in the pursuit of the joy of the Lord and spreading the word of who Christ really is on a daily basis, not just waiting until Easter and Christmas. It says, "And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds..." It's an amazing story. It's an amazing story. "They were all amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured all of these things and pondered them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told." Father, bow your heads with me. Father, we thank you for the fact that you've told us who you are. You've not held back your glory. You've not held back any issue of who you are as our redeeming Lord and Savior. You've let us come together tonight as a church family, and some of us in our own blood families. We're here tonight and we're able to celebrate together and actually enjoy the Christmas story together as a family. Thank you for that privilege. Thank you that your favor rests on us far beyond the things that I've even mentioned tonight in this service. Thank you for the favor of salvation, eternal life. Thank you for the favor of your blessings. Not just the fact that we get to spend eternity with you, but we get to walk with you on this earth, with you in our lives, functioning every day as the guide, as the north, our due north. And Father, I ask you in this service today that if there's anyone here tonight that has lost their due north, they've lost the compasses broke, and they don't quite have that grip on how to go north again, I ask that your Spirit would reveal to those individuals through this Christmas season that you are due north. You are the light of the world. You're the one who brings light into darkness. And when we're lost and we don't know how to find our way around or through life, you're the one that will light our path. You've promised those words that you will light our path and you will bring us through. I ask you, Father, that your blessings would be upon your people tonight here in St. Charles River Church and in the churches that are across St. Charles County, St. Louis County, Warren County, Lincoln County, and the counties as far as our state reaches. I ask that America would once again be aware of who the Christ child is, and that you would cause a great revival across our nation, not just about great services, but about transformed lives, healed families, restored families. I ask you, God, that you would light our path for America again. In Jesus' name, and every believer said, amen. Tonight I want to take just a moment to remember our troops. And as the flag is being placed in behind me, I want you to just think for a moment. Somewhere around the world, there are servicemen and women that wear this patch on their sleeve. They wear the uniform of the United States of America military. And there's a lot of families, and perhaps someone in this building tonight, there's a lot of families that have loved ones away from them tonight. Years ago, we didn't have the technology that we have today of FaceTime and Facebook and being able to actually WhatsApp with each other around the world, instant communication with the lips actually match what's being said. Today we have instant communication around the world. But years ago there were troops, and some of you served. Some of you in this very room. I know that our chaplain did, and I know that my dad did, and I know that Bob Patton did. In fact, if you tonight are a veteran of one of the armed forces of the United States of America, would you stand for just a moment and remain standing? If you're a veteran, if you would stand and remain standing as long as you can, and if you need to sit down, yes, thank you. Give them a hand well deserved. Remain standing if you would. I want to say thank you to the men and women that are standing in this room today. There are many names on the Wall of Honor, and we've added quite a few this last year. We even added an astronaut, the brother of Gus Grissom, attends this church on occasion. He lives right here in O'Fallon. His name is Lowell Grissom. Gus Grissom was added to the wall in remembering that he gave his life in Apollo 1 on the launch pad as he was killed with two other astronauts that day. There are some of you, your names are actually on that wall. And some of you served. Yes, go ahead and have a seat, guys. Go ahead and have a seat. Some of you served when a letter took 3 to 6 weeks to get back to the United States and in the hands of your loved ones. And then another letter, it took 3 to 6 weeks, sometimes longer, 2 months, to get a letter to you during the Korean War. And you held on to every communication that you had, and so did your families here. Held on to every communication that they had. Well, today, even with instant communication, when this song is being played somewhere around the world, there are lonely troops. There's young men and young women that wish they could be home with their families, and those families wish they could be home with them tonight. I could be mistaken about the song, and I'm going to admit that to you right up front, but this story came to my mind. In World War I, there were German, I remember the troops, there were German and British troops that were actually engaged with each other. And they were fighting each other that night. And there was what was to be known as a ceasefire at a certain time that night. And from foxhole to foxhole, it wasn't that far from each other. But they heard the silence broke over the crowd. The silence broke over the fields that once heard the explosions. And the British troops heard, I believe it was actually this song, Silent Night. I could be. Hon, do you remember the name of it? I think it was Silent Night. It's a beautiful story, and it's actually been documented and told on several different occasions, that the British troops overheard the German troops singing Silent Night in the foxhole, just feet away from them, in German. And the British troops began to sing in English, the same tune, the same pitch, at the same time. Enemies trying to kill each other found a common ground in one Christmas night, singing Silent Night, Holy Night. You see, I believe that Christ brings us together. He gives us common ground. The story of Christmas brings us together. And I believe if America would realize again just how important it is to honor the troops the way that they are deserving to be honored. It doesn't matter what you think of where they're serving or why they're serving there. What matters is that they're standing guard for you and for me. And they're ready to pay the ultimate price. And their families know that. So I'd like for you to stand with me if you would. And we're going to pray for our troops around the world, for their safety as well as the peace and comfort of the families that are still here in America. Heavenly Father, we have some amazing young men and women that are around the world, and they're on station today. They're on mission today. They aren't home with their families, and their families don't have them home with them. But tonight, they're on mission, and that is to protect this nation and a nation that is so loved and beloved to us in this room. I ask that you bless the troops, men and women around the world, those that are serving in the United States or abroad. Bless the families of those troops. I pray that you'll grant them tonight a sense that you have this all under control and that they can have peace because you are caring for their loved one. We ask that you bring them home safely wherever they're stationed, wherever they're serving, or perhaps even wherever they are fighting, even right now. I ask that you bring them home safely to children and to a wife and to a mom and to a dad. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. And every believer said, amen, amen. Give the troops another hand. Would you do that? I'm going to ask that you remain standing just where you are. I love this portion of our service. I absolutely love it, because it's one of the most beautiful scenes that I get to see every year. And I'd like to ask Gina if she would join me here on the platform with her candle as well. Yeah, you can come on up. Come on up if you want to, bud. Come on. Yeah, absolutely. Are you kidding? This is our grandson. This is Kaysen, the infamous basketball player. Dude can negotiate a basket better than anybody I've ever seen. On behalf of Gina and myself and Kaysen and all of our family, we want to thank you for being a part of St. Charles River Church family. And tonight, I'm going to ask our pastoral staff if they would come forward with their spouses. And we're going to light your candles, and then you're going to go down these aisles and just start lighting candles. And everybody keep their candle upright if you can. If you come on up, there you go. Because they will spill. They will drip, brother. Thank you. Hey, buddy. Pastor Bill. You're welcome, buddy. Pastor Gene. Thank you. Thank you, buddy. Deb. Merry Christmas. Everybody keep their candle lit. everybody could, when you get your candle lit, if you would hold it up. Still lighting. Still got some. Has everybody got their candle lit? Okay. If everybody would stand with me for just a moment, we're going to pray a prayer of dismissal. But I want to thank you for the way you love people here at St. Charles River Church. For the way you have shown your kindness and your compassion towards people throughout the year. And how you have been the light of Jesus Christ in our community. And I'm going to just ask you to once again, when we blow this candle out, to recommit to taking the light of the world, Jesus Christ, into 2020. And actually doing the unexpected, an amazing, unexpected, special declaration of love for someone in the next few weeks that it just absolutely catches them off guard. You wouldn't believe the stories I've heard since the message just a few weeks ago, doing the unexpected. And y'all are doing it, and we're so excited about the lives that we've seen touched by your compassion. Father, I ask that you bless and keep the families of St. Charles River Church and our extended families. Make your face to shine upon them and all that they do this Christmas season and these holidays. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. And every believer said, amen. God bless you. You may extinguish your candle, and remember, don't tip it. It will burn your hand. You may have the house lights up. Enjoy the time together. Let me just say this to everybody real quick. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. And let me extend this plea to you quickly. If somebody says to you this holiday season, happy holidays, please don't be offended by that. Please enjoy the fact that they're giving you a greeting, a holiday greeting. Oh, you don't want to? Please accept their holiday greeting. She doesn't want to. That's okay. That's okay. Just know that they are wishing you the very best of Christmas in their way. So in your way, very graciously, return the greeting however you like, but just accept Merry Christmas. God bless you guys. Have a great week and a good time with your families. God bless you.
We hope you found this audio presentation from St. Charles River Church both beneficial and enjoyable. If you're ever in the area, please come by and visit us at 810 Westwood Industrial Park Drive, Weldon Springs, Missouri 63304. You can also reach us online at www.stcharlesriverchurch.org.